the time when we sat up straight in our chair. We woke up from our naps. We turned off our Game Boys. Okay, we didn't have them back then. It just sounded right. This was a time that each and every one of us knew required our most sacred reverence we had. There was a certain reverence and fear at Flora Vista Baptist Church growing up that we would have during communion. And if we didn't have it, my mom's pinching fingers would help us find it. Now, I don't want to have to send some mothers through this room to get everybody in order, but I will. But the ushers are coming. And this is a time where we move to the cross. And the cross moves to us. Because it was at the old rugged cross that you and I found salvation. And it's here this morning that we will remember not just our salvation, but our Savior. Perhaps you're visiting this morning, and maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've not made Him your personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to encourage you to take this moment to be introduced to Him and let Him introduce Himself to you. I'm going to ask you to take this bread. I'm going to ask you to take this juice and hold on to it for just a moment, because in just a moment, we're all going to have an opportunity to meet with Jesus and Jesus meet with us. Because friend, right now, the elements of the cross are being put in each of our hands. And in our hands, do we hold the remembrance of our salvation and our Savior. So take this moment as they begin to sing. And in this moment, with reverence, build for yourself an altar. And in this altar, ask the Lord into your heart. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to purify you from all unrighteousness, aka sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. And so as you receive the elements, this is your invitation to come to the cross.
Oh Lord, you searched me. You know my way. Even when I fail you, I know you love me. Your holy presence surrounding me. In every season,
It's a time that we gather in His presence. It's a time that we come to the cross. 2,000 years ago, His love stood on the cross. His love bore the name Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was the way. The way for sinners then, and the way for sinners now. See, the given in this church is that all of us are sinners. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God and are looking for a way to make things right with God. This morning at this communion table, we remember His blood and His body, because it was through His blood and His body that He made a way. He made a way for you and He made a way for me to make peace with God. And it was God's way for you and I to kneel and find a hope for salvation and a Savior. Today, all of us come, and on our knees do we bow. And as we bow, and as we take a knee, we pick up at the cross His blood that was spilled, His body that bore our sickness and our disease, our sin and our shortcoming. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I told you that each of us would have opportunity to make Him our Lord and Savior. Each of us, from the privacy of where we sit and from where we stand this morning, we pray a prayer which is a type of being bent, being broken at our knees. And as you repeat this prayer after me, you invite that Savior who stood on the cross to express God's love. You invite that Savior into your heart. to save you of your sin, to heal you of your sickness, and to deliver you from your addictions. And so together we take a knee in prayer and we pray this together. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to the cross. For there stands your love. For there stands your Son, Jesus Christ. Come into my heart. Come into my life. And save me now from all of my sins and all of my shortcomings. Step into my heart and become my Savior. Give me your way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Doesn't that feel good to invite Him off the cross and into your heart? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Dean Parker, would you stand this morning? And would you pray a prayer of thanksgiving over this body and this bread that was broken for us? Would you take the bread? In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." This morning, let each of us, along with Pastor Tim Verdon, give thanks as he stands now to pray a prayer of thanksgiving over this cup. Take the cup. I remember being 5, 6, 7 years old. Prior to being filled with the Holy Spirit, I attended Flora Vista Baptist Church. And this was one of our favorite songs. And it says so very well what we've experienced this morning at the cross. At the cross. At the cross.
Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy.
your tomorrow, but this song says you've got enough happiness given to you today to be happy the rest of this day. So as we transition into our conclusion time of taking our offering and making a few brief announcements, why don't you find two or three people and tell them you got some happy juice today.